Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Chef Elliot Entertaining Solutions.
Chef.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best.
The experience is divine. It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliot.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliot.
Hello and welcome everyone to Chef Elliot's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show, the premier entertainment culinary solutions show online here on the Industry Entertainment Network. I am your host, Chef Elliot Farmer. With this platform, I, along with my producers and sponsors, will highlight rising talents from the culinary and hospitality industry. We will host celebrity chefs, family cooks, food creators, culinary authors, and food networks. I am excited to be here with you today to share my occupation, my passion, and my purpose. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Our NIN highlight business of the week is Foundation for Fortitude. Education has always been an important determining factor in the opportunities that will be afforded in the future for an individual. The more highly educated a person is, then the more career and life options that open to them. Many of their young women are first-generational college students, and that in itself can impose a different emotional and mental strain than other college students will face. To ease the transition, Foundation for Fortitude provides mentoring as well as exposure to leaders within the community and their college environment that will give them a strong support system on which to lean and trust, both while they are students and later as graduates. They offer financial support in the form of scholarships to these young women identified as being in need of monetary support with their education. But they don't stop there. Other components of their programs provide skills and knowledge to set them up for success and give them a strong step forward within the competitive and demanding career world. For more information on how you may donate to the Foundation of Fortitude, please go to their website, which is www.foundationforfortitude.org. When you connect with them, let them know that the Industry Entertainment Network sent you. We take you from coast to coast with our Festival of Food Tour this foodie season. West Coast, listen, August 24th through the 27th is the Los Angeles Food and Wine Festival and is presented with generous support from founding partners, Food and Wine, and of course, Lexus. It's a four-day Epicurean event showcasing the finest in food and drink culture throughout Los Angeles and culinary personalities from throughout the nation. Set amidst one of the most iconic streets in the country and watched in cultural sophistication due to its thought-leading residents like the Walt Disney Concert Hall, the Music Center, Grand Park, and so on. The event spanned the city and offered guests the chance to sample the cuisine and products from some of the most prominent Epicurean influencers while enjoying the sights and sounds of the entertainment industry's brightest talents. East Coast, listen, we didn't leave you out. August 17th through the 20th, we actually have two things going on, two food and wine festivals going on simultaneously. The first one is the 107th Annual Fisherman's Feast in Boston, Massachusetts. This is Boston's oldest continuous Italian festival. This is an annual event that began in Boston in 1910 and is based on a tradition that goes back to the 6th expecting 100,000 plus to be in attendance. Also, August 17th through the 20th is the Savannah Gourmet Seafood and Spirits Festival, one of Savannah's most celebrated summer events held at the Westin Savannah Harbor Golf Resort and Spa. This fourth annual Gourmet Seafood and Spirits Festival will welcome celebrity chefs, renowned restaurants, competitive mixologists, flagship spirits, and much more over those 4 days. So you have your end of the summer plans for the food and wine festivals. Listen, coming up on the show, we have some tips of the week and some recipes that I love. And tonight, we have an interview with a distinguished and phenomenal plant-based botanical, executive chef Nina Curtis. Listen, family, I'm especially inviting you to tune in for the entire hour as we have a great show for you. So listen online at www.chefelliotsol.info or via mobile by dialing 718-766-4964. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Chef Elliot Entertaining Solutions. Chef.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliot.
The experience is divine.
Chef.
Are you interested in breaking free from the chains of the past and acquiring the tools to change the narrative of your present, your future, and your legacy? If so, prepare to join forces with successful entrepreneur and Black conservative Rob Lester as he initiates provocative and eye-opening discussions on his radio show, Emancipation Rejected. In an effort to mobilize his community, Rob offers a variety of societal views and options for changing the status quo, privately and publicly. He also addresses the benefits of conservatism, capitalism, and constitutional rights, all while providing evidences of real, true freedom in America. Won't you join him in this social exploration? Tune in every Tuesday from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Industry Entertainment Network.
Imperium PR invites you to seek the highest level of visibility. Imperium PR and Media Group specializes in total image branding and projection. With our communication abilities and global media partnerships, we guarantee you the image you deserve. Partner with Imperium PR and introduce yourself to the world, and they will never stop talking about you. Call 202-656-9819 to inquire today.
Chef Elliot Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliot. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliot.
The experience is divine.
Welcome back to Chef Elliot's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show. And now that we are all settled in, I want to remind you, listeners, you are welcome to call in with questions or comments for myself and or my special guest. Please dial 718-766-4964, press 1 to be identified, and please remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. I'd like to share two very special tips of the week and two recipes that I absolutely love. Listen, use two skewers instead of one when grilling or roasting to prevent your food from spinning. We're in that grilling season, and we have, all of August, the remainder of July, all of August, and then a lot of you probably for the Labor Day weekend are going to be grilling out. So when you put those skewers on, those kebabs and things, use the two skewers to grill and roast to prevent that food from spinning on that grill. And did you also know by wrapping your celery, you know, the celery stalks that we get in the supermarkets or at the farmer's market, if you wrap them in aluminum foil before storing those in the refrigerator, it will prevent them from becoming floppy-like. You know, after the celery stalks have set in the bins, the vegetable bins in the refrigerator, they begin to start kind of wilting, getting real flimsy, floppy. Wrap those in aluminum foil before you store them, and that will prevent that from happening. Recipes that I love: pan-seared Brussels sprouts with cranberries and pecans. Listen, all you need is 1 pound of Brussels sprouts, and you're going to have those de-stemmed, and you're going to cut them in half. 2/3 cups of fresh cranberries. And I know sometimes cranberries, you can't find them because they're kind of seasonal, but this is a good recipe to get yourselves ready. 1/3 cup of Gorgonzola cheese, and you're going to have that crumbled. And gorgonzola cheese is an Italian blue cheese, and so that's what you want. And 1/3 cup of pecans, and you want those pecans half. 1/2 cup of barley, 1 tablespoon of maple syrup, 1 tablespoon of balsamic vinegar, olive oil, kosher salt to taste, and white pepper to taste. So you're going to prepare the barley according to the package, right? While doing that, heat those Brussels sprouts, cranberries, and olive oil in a skillet over medium heat. Season that with the kosher salt and black pepper to taste, well, white pepper, actually, to taste. You're going to cook those for about 8 to 10 minutes and just watch those, because you don't want to overcook your Brussels sprouts. Add the balsamic vinegar and maple syrup. You're going to stir that to coat and then remove that from the heat. Now you're going to toss the barley, those Brussels sprouts, cranberries, and pecans in a large bowl. Then top that off with the crumbled gorgonzola cheese. And oh my God, you got yourself a nice vegetarian, botanical culinary dish. And you know, I had to put one of those in that because of the special guest we have coming on. Now, listen, pumpkin pancakes. Pumpkin is not just for Thanksgiving. It's not just for Halloween season. It's not just for the fall and winter. You can have pumpkin all year round. This is a recipe for pumpkin pancakes. All you need is 1/2 cup of oatmeal, 1/4 cup of cornmeal, 1 1/4 cup of whole wheat flour, which is a gluten-free version. You want the gluten-free version of that. 2 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1/2 cup of pumpkin puree, and you're probably going to only find that in the can right now, this time of the year. But you want that pumpkin puree, 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of ground ginger, 1/2 teaspoon of allspice, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, and please use real vanilla extract, not the imitation. It makes a huge difference in all of your baking needs. 1 large or 2 small ripe bananas, and you want those mashed, and 1 1/2 cup of non-dairy milk. So go on and preheat your griddle to medium. Place all of the dry ingredients in a large bowl, and you're going to stir that to combine them. Now, take the mix. You're going to mix the wet ingredients, the banana, the pumpkin, the vanilla, and the non-dairy milk. Go on and mix those in a separate bowl and whisk it up. Now take those and combine that with your dry ingredients that you did and get that just until it's moist, okay? Now lightly spray your griddle with oil and drop that batter by large spoonfuls onto it. Cook until the bubbles start to form around the edges and the bottom is nicely brown. Flip those bad boys over and brown on the other side and serve that with some maple syrup or some jam or whatever your favorite fruit and or nuts are, gluten-free, of course. And I'm telling you, you have made some wonderful pumpkin pancakes. Now, today on Chef Elliott's Entertainment Solutions Radio Show, I am honored to share the technical skills and culinary wisdom of plant-based executive chef, Chef Nina Curtis. You are welcome to call in with questions or comments throughout the show. So please dial the same number, 718-766-4964, but please press 1 to be identified, and please provide your first name and city from which you're calling. We already see that our switchboard is lit up, and I'm looking at a lot of West Coast area codes. I wonder why that is. But you may also tweet any questions to me And that's at Chef Elliott, CHEFELLIOTT, and I will respond to every one of them personally. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
In the wake of tragedy, a phoenix rises to restore hope needed by many to mobilize and effect the change they seek. In preparation for change in our communities, the Real Talk with Anita Spencer radio show reflects the expertise of author, entrepreneur, culture curator, and community educator Anita Spencer. Her life's experiences and purpose both lead her to awaken, empower, uplift, and strengthen families around the globe. Tune into her show weekly to have your spirit elevated, your mind broadened, and receive the inspiration to build yourself and others up. Listen to Engage in Real Talk to get real solutions to real issues that affect our communities. Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. only on the NEM.
We won't land, y'all.
Come on. Walk right up to the sun, hand in hand.
Hand in hand, every man.
We'll walk right up to the sun,
every woman.
Brand ambassadors and business owners, the NEN has two questions for you. Are you ready to captivate thousands of new prospective clients, and are you ready to take your brand to the next level? If the answer is yes to both, then the Industry Entertainment Network is here to help you get there. Advertise with the NEN to give your brand the exposure that it needs on a national and international level to a diverse audience of substance and value. The Industry Entertainment Network is a global entertainment platform that highlights the positive aspects of music, film, culinary, lifestyle, and the beauty industries, with an emphasis on social and cultural issues. Our network features several evolutionary and elevating talk shows that are sure to appeal to your target audience at a fraction of the paid advertisement cost. Increase your business's and brand's value by taking advantage of our customer reach today. Contact us via email at www.welcometotheindustry@gmail.com or by calling 904-469-7511. Welcome to an exploration into the discoveries of independent talent on the Industry Radio Show. In this space, your Out of This World super hosts, Zakiya Yuwanda and Nicole Lester, will continue to shed light on extraordinary artists while confronting issues that impact our community, locally and abroad. You are especially invited to tune in to the weekly conversation, meet our phenomenal guests, and learn about the happenings that are landing on our radar. The Refuel Industry Radio Show is live every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to taking off with you here on the NEN.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliott. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so quick?
It really is amazing, entertaining.
Welcome back to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions radio show. Listeners, you are welcome to call in with questions or comments. Please dial 718-766-4964. Press 1 to be identified. And remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. Now, the moment you have all been waiting for, Chef Elliott is honored to share my technical skills and culinary wisdom of my friend and colleague, the distinguished and phenomenal plant-based executive chef, Chef Nina Curtis. Chef Nina is a botanical culinaire and well-being entrepreneur, filling your plate and your life with goodness. Chef Nina recently experienced 2 weeks on a culinary excursion, Taste of West Africa, hosted by the West African Research Association and led by Senegal's culinary ambassador and renowned chef, restaurateur, and celebrated cookbook author, none other than Chef Pierre. Listening family, entertaining solutions family, won't you help me welcome my good friend, Chef Nina Curtis. How's it going, Chef Nina?
Hello, Chef Elliot. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you doing?
I'm having a fabulous day. I just got out of the kitchen. I'm so excited to be on your radio show with you.
Oh, thank you so much for taking time out. Listen, I know you cooked up something fantastic.
You know, I did need to get over here to L.A. and taste it.
I've got, you know, I actually will be back on the West Coast, I think the second week in September, so not long from now, doing some things for the Emmys, so I've got to connect with you absolutely when I get there.
We'll make that happen. I can't wait to see you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, listen, when I tell you our switchboard is lit up like it's Christmas, sure enough, in July, we have listeners tuned in from all over the world. They want to know who and where did this Chef Nina Curtis come from, because we've heard so much about her, so let's let them hear from you.
Well,
I tell you, Chef Nina, now, you know, we know you as the botanical culinaire and, plant-based executive chef. I mean, you can do some things with some vegetables, some plant-based food cuisine that none like no other. but when you're home, Chef Nina, who is just regular Nina? Or does it even change from the chef life?
Yes, I don't think it changes much, but when I'm
Chef Nina, are you on a landline, or you're listening from your internet?
I'm listening from my internet.
Oh, okay, because there's an echo, and I don't want our listeners to not hear what you're saying. Is it possible for you to call in?
Is that better?
Yeah, that's a little better, yes.
Okay.
When you're home, who is Chef Nina?
When I'm home, Chef Nina is loving to eat, because if I'm not cooking, I'm definitely checking out the food scene. And you know, I'm a plant-based chef of 18 years, so I not only just cook plants, but I only eat them. But I also love to read. You know, I love to travel. I go all over the world learning about food. So as you said, I just got back from Senegal. And I also just returned from Greece. So that's about me.
Wow. Listen, everybody's not able to, you know, get to go to Africa and then let alone Greece within the same time frame almost.
God is good. That is good.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I think I just got a little jealous.
You can come along.
Yes, listen, I got my passport. It's ready. It's current. I keep it current.
You got to keep that passport current. But, you know, we'd go into a country and tear it up, or cook it up, I should say.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. And we're gonna get into your experiences with those excursions, sure enough, before we let you go. But
okay.
I know you said that you have been a plant-based chef and not only just cooking it, but as well as consuming it for the last 18 years. But when did that culinary bug bite you, Chef Nina?
You know, Chef, when I was 8, I'm the eldest of 4. So I started helping my mother cook. And the bug bit me, but I didn't know it because I wanted to play with the kids. But I needed to come home and get my siblings, well, I wanted at the time at 8 years old, ready for, you know, have the dinner made. My mother would start it and then I'd carry it over. My dad and I would go fishing and my mom and I would make chicken. I have eaten meat in my life. And we take Lay's onion potato chips and crush those, dip the chicken in the egg, roll them in the onion, then bake it. And then my dad and I would take that and then we'd fish and whatever we caught, we'd come home and we'd cook that. So, you know, as a kid, you don't appreciate it as much. And then my dad's a classically trained chef. So the hours of free labor that I gave, I thought there's no money in this culinary industry. I'm going to go into skincare and wellness. But I came full circle, Chef. I have to tell you, I came full circle. I was doing natural bodybuilding and my body stopped wanting to eat any animal source. And I had to figure it out because everybody knows you need protein to build muscle, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So I thought I'm going to have to retire in this. But I learned, Chef, I learned that there are complete proteins in the plant-based kingdom. You get a variety of your fruits, your vegetables, your legumes, your nuts, your seeds, and I've never looked back.
Wow. That is amazing. I didn't know that you were in the bodybuilding and beauty wellness, all of that. I just thought that you just have been chefing it up all of these years.
Well, you know, my friends would always defer to me to cook. Whenever somebody needed to get in the kitchen, I was it. I would be in the kitchen cooking like I was doing meal planning and meal delivery for people. And since I always did it and didn't get paid at the time, you know, in college and all, I worked with Marriott, the Hilton. I would sling some drinks like you've never seen in the bar and those appetizers. And so it was just something I knew. You know, it's like women need to know how to cook. And I'm not being gender, you know, specifying anything. Men and women need to cook. But I just thought, you know, if you're a woman, you need to be able to get down. Otherwise, you need to sit down. But I just thought, I'm going to go make some money.
I like that. I like that phrase you said. Women, you need to know how to cook or go sit down.
I'm gonna get a lot of flack for that. You know that. I'll take it though. I'll take it. But also, you know, being in skincare, Chef, people would always say, well, what skincare product should I use? Because I'm a licensed esthetician, aromatherapist, reflexologist. And I would say, because I knew from my own study of my own body, no, it's what we eat that's going to give you a glowing skin and what we think in our mind and our spirit, right? And you can spend all the money you want on skincare or grooming care for men, whichever way you want to call it. But the fact of the matter, if you're eating junk food and crap, your skin's going to be breaking out. You're going to have toxicity inside. And the skin, being the largest living organ of the body, is going to get it out. And people don't understand that. Why do I have eczema? Why do I have psoriasis? Why do I have rash? Why do I have acne? It's because your skin's trying to take care of itself because you're not.
Yes. And then they don't drink the water.
And if you don't eat a diet high in fruits and vegetables are water. They just have good fiber and vitamins. You don't need to buy this smart water.
Yes.
Eat a cucumber.
Yes.
That's the smartest thing you could do.
Yes. Say that again, Chef. I'm telling you. That is the truth. All of that money. And not to take away, you know, from, you know, they may want us to come out and you know, maybe, you know, be representatives for them, and I'll take the check. But
okay, we'll have at least both. At least have both.
Yes. Wow. That's good. That's good teaching. You're helping us.
Thank you.
I know you had you know, your education background, but was any of that in the culinary training, formal culinary training?
Most definitely. I attended Living Light Culinary Institute in Fort Bragg, California. They specialize in all raw vegan culinary. So we cooked, we had no gas stoves, no ovens in our school. We had all dehydrators. So we cooked nothing over 118 degrees, but we learned to also cook with salt and acid. Then I attended the Natural Gourmet Culinary Institute in New York City, and we did cook vegan and vegetarian and also raw. So my training is really in food as medicine and spa food. And but don't get me wrong, chef, I'm not giving you any mung beans with no flavor. I can cook and bring you some enchiladas and lasagna that might make you do a double take. I promise you when you get here.
I believe
that. I'm not serving up any carrot sticks, so let's get that straight because I like to eat.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, wow. And so you know firsthand what you're talking about, all of that. And it's not just, I'm so glad that you had your training on the West Coast, but then you came over on the East Coast and got even more training because sometimes different areas, different regions cook a little bit different,
yes.
But you know both sides. So you know your stuff
now. Well, we've got to know our stuff, right? If I want someone to listen to me, and I don't even want you to take my word as gospel, I want to just share with you knowledge so you can go and do your research and find out if it works for you. I also received my MBA in business from Pepperdine University. So it's important for us to love what we do, but if we're going to do it and make money from it and stay in business and have longevity and sustainability, we need to know how to run business. I don't care if you're a doctor,
yes,
a lawyer,
yes,
a cook, a chef, an Indian chief.
Yes. Oh, you're giving us some good nuggets tonight, Chef Nina.
Thank you.
Wow. Good nuggets. Listen, we are here with Chef Nina Curtis, and I see all of you that are listening because I'm telling you, our switchboard is lit. So if you want to ask her questions or ask me questions, all you have to do is just chime in, press that one, and give us your first name, and we will have you on the air with Chef Nina Curtis. Now, Chef Nina,
yes,
with all of this, these different tips, I mean, you've given us a slew of nuggets just for in this short little 5-10 minutes. Is there a cookbook out, or do you have one in the making, or?
You know, we chefs always have a cookbook in the making, right? It's always, when are we going to do it? I'm learning when I'm on a plane. I'm not, you know, there's nothing else for me to do but write my notes. So definitely, I have about a dozen titles, chefs, in the workings, and we just need to get one out. So I'm working on getting focused, finding the time. You know, information today moves so fast. It's
yes,
that challenge of not being obsolete by the time the book is published. So I want to thank you for having me on your show, because right here and now I can spew information and knowledge, and hopefully somebody, if one person, chef, hangs up and does something different from our call today, I've done my job.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. And listen, I'm one of those that's going to hang up and do something different.
Well, thank you. I've done my job.
And Chef Nina, we do have a caller on the line. If you're okay with taking some questions, is that okay?
Most definitely. They better call us now. When we hang up, we're going on consulting time. Go for it.
Yeah. Well, we have Dee from California. How you doing, Dee?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. You're
hi, B.
Hi.
What did you want to ask, B?
Chef Nina, can you tell me what is a good thing for people who love sweet? I love dessert.
Sure.
And I don't
sure.
know
I do
in.
Too. I do too. Well, I specialize in raw vegan desserts. And probably one of the quickest, if it's okay, Chef, if I give a quick recipe.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, I got my pen and paper ready.
Okay, because we don't have a lot of time. You've got that sweet tooth coming on, and you need a fix. And if you're plant-based, I understand it. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to take two ripe avocados. You're going to take that pit out of it, of course, and you're going to make sure you get that very green line that's close to the skin of the avocado and scoop all of that out. You're going to put that to the side for a moment. You need to get cacao powder, and this is not cocoa powder. Cacao powder you can get at Whole Foods, any natural food store. I'm sure any local food store today. It's very bitter. It's a dark chocolate. It's high in vitamins and minerals, and because it's bitter in traditional Chinese medicine, it's very good for the liver, and it's also an appetite suppressant. Because you can't eat a lot of it because it's so bitter. If you've ever bit into a dark chocolate, you know what I mean. You just want a little bit and then you seem to be satisfied. So you're going to take 5 tablespoons of the cacao. Then you're going to take about 1/2 cup of your choice of sweetener. That could be coconut nectar. That could be agave. That could be maple syrup, although it's higher on the glycemic index. With the avocado and the fiber and the cacao, I think it's okay. But if you have a problem with diabetes or you're watching, you know, your sugar intake, go with a lower glycemic sugar, maybe even stevia if you can palate that and it doesn't leave an aftertaste. So we're going to take 1/2 cup of that. If it's stevia, you would be using just about maybe 2 tablespoons or 1 tablespoon to start. You can always add more. A pinch of salt, about 1/4 teaspoon of cinnamon. Now you're going to put your sweetener and then your cacao, your pinch of salt and your cinnamon. You could add also 1 teaspoon or 2 of vanilla if you like, and make a syrup. So now I'm giving you 2 recipes. Because now you're going to blend that or stir that really well or whisk it. If you have a Nutribullet or whatever you use, you're going to blend that into a syrup. So you could drizzle that on anything you want right then and there, and you're getting a fix for your craving. But you're going to take it a step further and kind of rough chop your avocado and put it in the blender, whichever blender you're using, and just blend it to creamy. Don't overblend it because you'll start oxidizing it, and you have in about an hour after you've blended that, you've got the consistency of a pudding. Put that in a nice parfait glass because we should always eat food that looks good. Stick it in your refrigerator for an hour until it chills. Pull it out, eat it just as is, put on some nuts or dried fruit, and there you have the start of a delicious, raw, vegan, very satisfying dessert.
That sounds amazing. That sounds really amazing. Can I ask you, is there a place that I can kind of follow you? Can I, where can I get your food?
I am on Instagram at Botanical Chef, and I load up a picture that says 1,000 words, but I am very active. So if you send a message, I will respond. And Facebook, also Botanical Chef. I'm more active on Instagram, though. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You let Chef Elliot know how you like that, or on Instagram, both of us. You got to follow Chef Elliot, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for your call and your question.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I tell you, that was some good stuff. That you just gave D, Chef Nina. Wow. Now, if you don't mind, let's talk about your recent experience, your 2 weeks on your culinary excursion with the Taste of West Africa. Talk to us about how that
It was so beautiful, Chef. You know, there's nothing like, and I mean this for everybody listening, there's nothing like going to the motherland.
Yes.
You can hear all they want to tell us about it, but we need to go, and I mean everybody, we need to go there and experience it for ourselves. You know, people say Africa, And Africa's one of the largest continents there is. So where in Africa are you talking about? I went to West Africa, Senegal, Dakar, let's narrow it down. And I had such a wonderful time because it was hosted through the West African Research Association. It was really on an academic vein. We had lectures about food ways. You know, gumbo means okra in Senegal.
Yes.
So I know you know that.
Okra gumbo.
Exactly. So I went, and before I went, I asked them, would we be able for me to
Did we lose you, Chef?
I'm here.
Okay, there you are.
Sorry. We made all these delicious dishes. I didn't have any fish or poulet, as they say, chicken or meat. And the more vegan dishes we made, the more people wanted to try that. Land is just beautiful, Chef. The women and their beautiful colors of their dress and the headdresses, it was just mind-blowing.
Wow.
And so inspiring. I came back. Chef Pierre, as you said, led the group. He's the Senegal ambassador, the culinary ambassador. So we cooked side by side. He brought people in. We went to see manufacturers making couscous. We went out to a private retreat and saw, you know, biodynamic farming, and we saw women finding a way to make a living through producing their own product line. It was so inspiring. I am going back.
Oh, nice. Oh, it sounds like you had a wonderful time, and I'm sure those 2 weeks were just not long enough, as you said.
We're not long enough. The people were beautiful. I went, you know, it seems like yesterday. It seems like I went yesterday because I've continued to carry it while I've come back into the States. But it was more their winter, and the weather was just beautiful. I think everyone should take that trip. I did go to Gori Island and, you know, stood in a room where our ancestors were taken against their will, and I needed to face that. And it didn't feel good, but I at the same time was liberated to know and stand on ground where our people have allowed us to continue to walk on their shoulders. So it was just wonderful all around.
Oh, beautiful. Chef Nina, we want to take a break. If you're able to stay with us after the break and come
I'm not going anywhere. I am right here with you.
All right. Listen, everybody, Entertainment Solutions family, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have more from Chef Nina Curtis. Don't you go anywhere.
They say I'm crazy, the way you got me open, baby. Ooh. They say I'm bugging, the way I'm time sweating your loving. Ooh. They all sit and wonder why this feeling I cannot hide. It ain't a question of pride. Ooh. It's love. It's love.
They say I'm flipping the way you got my whole life flipping.
Ooh.
They say I'm losing it.
Welcome back to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions Radio Show. We are here with the distinguished and phenomenal plant-based executive chef, none other than Chef Nina Curtis. And if you want to join us, please dial 718-766-4964. Press 1 to be identified. And remember to provide your first name and city from which you're calling. Welcome back, Chef Nina.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here and having so much fun with you today.
Oh, likewise. I'm telling you, we even have more people tuned in. I know we're well over that million mark with our listeners tuned in. They are truly enjoying your interview.
And thank you. I'm loving it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And before we run out of time, Chef Nina, I wanted to talk about this documentary that I heard that you were featured in recently. I mean, like in last week or so.
Yes, we had the screening last week. The documentary's actually been about a 2-year journey for producer, executive producer Jasmine Leva. She's a African-American producer. She became plant-based vegan herself 2 years ago, and she really started to document her journey as a woman of color and really started looking at, you know, this category, if you will, of food and how difficult or easy it was to eat a plant-based diet, the benefits of it, but also the issues. And I think she's done a brilliant job in really putting a documentary out there that is educating Black and brown and people of every walk, that sometimes, you know, plant-based can seem like out of reach for some people, organic, and, well, you know, here in LA we have food deserts. I mean, how are you going to get fresh produce if you're living in a food desert? So somebody telling you to go vegan or plant-based is like unrealistic a lot of times, and she has done a great in bringing it, you know, upfront and current and realistic. And she brought me in as a chef and she said, listen, Nina, we need you to show us how to eat a plant-based diet. And if we can't get organic, you know, there's the Dirty Dozen and the Clean Dozen. And so there's information out there today. Chef Elliott, I don't go and buy an organic avocado. The skin's too thick. You don't need to spend your money on an organic avocado or, say, a banana when you may need to. I don't eat blueberries unless they're organic because the skins are so thin. And more pesticides, you can't wash the pesticides off. They've gotten into the blueberries. So we need to be educated on how to spend our dollars intelligently, smartly, and keep ourselves alive. And the Invisible Vegan, it's theinvisiblevegan.com. She's currently doing a GoFundMe because she needs to raise so much money so she can bring it to more markets and pay for the licensing and all that goes on with that, as you know, with producing things like this. So I've just really gotten behind her. She's a beautiful spirit. She talks from the heart, and more importantly, she walks from the heart. So I would ask everybody listening in to visit theinvisiblevegan.com and just learn, because the information is out there for us. And if we're continuing to eat processed foods, fast foods, or dead foods, it's going to kill us.
Yes. So listen, Entertaining Solutions family, I want you to make sure you go to that website, The Invisible Vegan, and you said .com?
.com, yes. Thank you.
And I want to make sure that we support the GoFundMe, and let's help our sister get this information out. We're going to do that,
yes,
right?
Thank you.
Family?
Yes, we are.
Now, tell us again, our listeners, how they may follow you on social media, Chef Nina.
Yes. Instagram, I'm at Botanical Chef, and Facebook, Botanical Chef.
And before we close out our talk, do you have any other special announcements that you would like to make to our Entertaining Solutions audience?
Thank you. I have just been excited to be here with you today. I am working on some pop-up dinners, so they're going to be happening around the time you're coming into town, Chef Elliott. But I'm working with a company, Feastly.com, and they are like an Airbnb, if you will, or even a Uber, so people have a chance to really taste the food of the different areas that they travel in. They started in San Francisco. They have a home base here in LA. It's Feast Like Feasting, feastly.com. And my menu should be going up the 1st of September. And I'm going to be doing several things with them. I'm looking forward to you coming to town. And you know, every day I'm cooking in the kitchen, so I will have something new by the next time we speak.
All right. Listen, I'm excited about that.
What's your favorite dish, Chef Elliot? I got to get ready for this. What do you like? Because I'm going to show you how you can have it plant-based.
I enjoy pretty much everything. I don't eat pork, and I don't really eat red meat as well, but there's
Well, you
so
know you're safe with me then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm looking forward to this, and I'll be there 7 days and possibly even longer. So I'm excited. But
well thank you again.
You are so welcome, and it has been a pleasure having you here with me on my show, and I appreciate your support and your willingness to share your story and all of your expertise that you gave, all of those nuggets with the Entertaining Solutions family, and we wish you all the best in your every endeavor.
Thank you, Chef Elliot, and you the same.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're here with Chef Elliot Farmer, and have I got some news for you. Listen, get your autographed copy of my latest cookbook, Chef Elliot's Toastless Recipes, and you can do that by going to my website, which is www.chefelliott.com. While you're at that same website, go on and order you Chef Elliot's Soul Shaking Seasoning, all-purpose blend. It's ready for your purchase right now. Listen, it's an all-purpose, low-sodium blend. Pour that on your vegetables, put some on your meats, whatever. It's all-purpose, and it's low in sodium. Chef Elliot's Soul Shaking Seasoning. Catch me in a city near you by following my touring schedule at that same website, www.chefelliott.com. I am constantly on the move, and I love it. I'm heading your way soon, Norfolk, Virginia, for a pop-up Taste of Chef Elliot's Experience. I'll be a part of the 8th Annual Emmy-Style Lounge and Party on September the 14th out in West Hollywood, California. Get your tickets now to meet me live and up close and personal at both the Philadelphia and the Lancaster Wine and Food Festival this fall. I will be thrilled to serve you in your city, your church, conferences, craft services. Invite me to do a pop-up with the Chef Elliot, Taste the Chef Elliot's Experience, cooking demonstrations, whatever it is that you need me for. Booking information, call 678-467-7013 or email us at info@chefelliott.com or contact us at that website, www.chefelliott.com. Give us a call so you may witness firsthand the Chef Elliot's Experience. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. To get recipes, tips, and up-to-the-minute details about culinary happenings, like my page on Facebook, which is Chef Elliot, E-L-L-I-O-T-T for Elliot. Follow me on Twitter at Chef Elliot. You may also follow me on Instagram, Chef Elliot Farmer. I'm even on Pinterest, Chef Elliot Farmer. Next week, we will have a live show with none other than professional athlete Brian D. Barton and our special guest. Listeners, join us here next and every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Chef Elliot's Entertaining Solutions radio show here on the Industry Entertainment Network. I give all glory and honor to God and my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the precious Holy Ghost. Good night and blessings to you.
Chef Elliot Entertaining Solutions.
Chef Elliot. The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliot.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliot.
It really blows my mind.
healthy.
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott entertaining.